Turn the recording on because I didn't record that, but I will say that this class is dedicated both to Rabbi Yisrael Noach ben Yitzchak Matisyahu and Chaim Menachem ben David Zvi, and their neshama should have an aliyah, and we should be able to just take all of our tefillos with more intention now that we know what to focus on, and it should be a schus for them.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good vach, ladies. We're Bezrim at our last class over here, the series of five. And I just wanted to really express my personal hakaras hatov to all those ladies that were very instrumental in putting this series together, because quite frankly, having the opportunity to really think into what we spoke about has made a very impact in my, certainly in my own tefillos, or else it would be quite preposterous trying to motivate and encourage others. And the person that's doing the encouragement is not encouraged. So thank you for that. We're at our last part of the Shemoneh Esrei, which has so much of the really the essence of the tefillah, because we know that Chazal tell us, Hakol hoylach achar chitum. Everything is set in motion after the completion of something. As we're about to enter into this very sacred part of the Shemoneh Esrei, it's exactly with that intention to be able to sort of take this last section of what Chazal call the Haidah part, the last three brachas of Haidah, and really understand how the entire Shemoneh Esrei, how the entire 19 brachas become sort of just, put together. Everything now becomes one circle, one complete and total description of what really the Shemoneh Esrei, what Amid is about. It begins with Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael U'Besvilasam. So in Sefer Darkei Chaim writes something absolutely amazing. He writes that before we begin this part of Shemoneh Esrei, we have to take into mind Amcha Yisrael. Now, the Ramban has a shita throughout the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. When the Torah HaKadosh wants to describe Klal Yisrael on this sublime Adrega, the pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael as Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael. Well, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim, like we had in this past week's parsha. But when we want to discuss Klal Yisrael, not in their extraordinary and exalted Madrega, we refer to Klal Yisrael, or we want to refer to a section, a group in Klal Yisrael that don't represent the sublime of our nation. The reference is Amcha. Amcha, your plain, your nation. As we're about to conclude the last section of Shemoneh Esrei, we ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Mitzvah Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how distant you are. It doesn't matter what affiliation you are. You're Amcha. And that's really very much reflective of what we began saying when we spoke about the Kavanis before you start Shemoneh Esrei, the Kavanis that are brought down in several Svarim, but one of the Svarim that we brought down, the Kavana of the Arizal, is to have the Kavana of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. That to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's pleasing, what's most important is Klal Yisrael take achrayus and care for each other. So we ask the Eibishter, before we begin, we want our tefillos to be niskabel. We want our tefillos to have the impact and the response that we're looking and we're longing for. The first thing to ask the Eibishter is, Ribbono Shel Olam, find pleasing the tefillos of Amcha Yisrael. And that the Chafetz Chaim adds something extraordinary in Sefer Avas Yisrael in the second perek. The Chafetz Chaim writes that if we're going to go ahead and ask the Rabbein Shloilam to rebuild V'hoshev V'shavoyda L'dvir Beisecha, rebuild your Beis HaMikdash, which will be the epicenter of Klal Yisrael, which will be the place where all the nations of the world will come to serve the Eibishter, to serve Hashem. If we're going to ask the Rabbein Shloilam V'hoshev V'shavoyda L'dvir Beisecha, says the Chafetz Chaim, the first thing we have to have in mind is to rectify of what removed us from Eretz Yisrael and what was the cause of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara Masechtas Yuma tells us. Migdash Sheni, why was it destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes, before we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to give us a Beis HaMikdash, to return Klal Yisrael to the sublime and exalted Madrega that we were, the first thing we have to have in mind is that we have to rid ourselves. We have to be able not to harbor any feelings of Sinas Chinam. That's the first and foremost that we have to have in mind. And there's such a beautiful thought that I saw in Pathways to Prayer. He writes that take a look what a Jew asks for every single day. For the last thousands of years, every single day, every single Jew, every single tefillah that we daven, we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're not asking you for material. We don't beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for material. We ask Barshem Baruch Lenu, give us what we need. Give us the ability to support our families in respect and with dignity. But our pleas, our supplication, our passion, our begging the Eibishter is for what? Is for what? The Hoshev is Havoida L'dvir V'secha. So an incredible, just perspective of who Klal Yisrael, who are we? What are we? What are we asking for? And even the material possessions that we, even the material bracha that we're asking for in Baruch Hu, what are we asking for? We're asking, what do we want a house for? To be able to entertain guests and have a family, be able to be comfortable, to serve the Eibishter. What do we need money for? To support our children, to pay tuitions, to give tzedakah, to do chesed. We're asking the Rabbeinu Shlom for all these things because we want to bring kavod and honor to the Eibishter. And the words itself, the Ishe Yisrael, which means the fire offerings of Klal Yisrael, was Svil Sam. We asked Rabbeinu Shlom to accept. What fire offerings are there? I don't know of any. Nobody doing fire offerings Bismanenu. There's a Beis HaMikdash. We're asking for a Beis HaMikdash that we could have in the future. But take a look at the language of the tefillah, of the bracha that we say every day. That's a bakasha. That's a plea. That's a prayer for the asa that the Rabbeinu Shlom should return to us the Beis HaMikdash. That sounds like it's happening now. What's the Ishe Yisrael? So the Svarma Kedoshim say, the Rekeach writes, one of the early Kabbalistic sources explaining different parts of Tefillah. He explains, and the Gemara tells us this, that Michael HaMalach is busy upstairs taking all, he's busy with being makriv karbonos, he's being busy being makriv nafshaseyim shel tzadikim. What does it mean he's being busy? What does that concept even mean? That he's busy presenting the sacrifices of the neshamas of tzaddikim, what they go on the mizbeach. What does that mean? What does that concept mean? What it means is nafshei seim shel tzaddikim. Is nafshei seim means the ratzon, the desire, the deeds, the passion, the enthusiasm, the what drives tzaddikim. Rashi says, my Rebbe Rav Wilson Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, when he would give a shiur, he would say, how do you know that Mesiris Nefesh doesn't mean to climb up on a Mizbeach and to sacrifice yourself? You know why? Because Rashi HaKadosh says in Parshas Chayisara, Im Yesh Es Nafshechem, that was a request to Avram Avinu, Im Yesh Es Nafshechem. Rashi says one word translating the Pasuk's expression, "Imyeshes nafshechem." So Wolfson explains. He says the very fact that Rashi translates and defines what the word nafshecha means, now we have a new, incredible, expanded insight into mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh means giving up of one's ritzoinchem, of what we desire. And perhaps what it really means is that if we want to go ahead and have our tefillos accepted, we have to be able to say, Rabbeinu Shloim, you know what our ratzon is? Ritzoneinu lasois ritzoncha. An incredible expression in the words of the Holy Chazal. Ritzoneinu, our ratzon, the passion, the drive of a human being, which is so fierce. The Rabbeinu Shloim, what's our drive? What's our goal? What's the end? What's the mission? Right? We talk about missions. Ladies, the mission. What's the mission? The mission and the mission statement is Ritzoneinu lasois ritzoncha. Our ratzon, our true, profound, deep passion is to do your ratzon. And therefore, the Malach Mikhail is, what is he busy with? He's busy with taking nafshei seyim shel tzaddikim, the deeds, the passion, the drive, the desire of tzaddikim and tzidkaniyus, and he brings them on the mizbeach. He brings them as a carbon to the Eibishter. He brings them as, what's the first thing that you teach a little yingle when you're introducing him to Torah? You're teaching him Parshas Vayikra. What is Parshas Vayikra? What are the psukim in Parshas Vayikra? Repeat and repeat again. Reyach nichoyach. I'll tell you what my Rebbe taught many moons ago. Reyach nichoyach, anachas ruach vade eibishter. That's what little ears have to hear. That's what the littlest ears, not knowing much of anything other than fire trucks and costumes. But what do you teach a little child? What do you teach a little child that will be the ambassador of Torah? That will be your husbands? That will be the husbands of Klal Yisrael. What do you teach them? You teach them Reyach Nichoyach, Anachas Ruach for the Eibishter. That's what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. Ishei Yisrael, the Ishei Yisrael. What is today the Ishei Yisrael? No, it's not a lamb and it's not a cow, it's not a bull and it's not a goat. But what is it? It's our Maisim, and we ask the Rabbeinu Shlom, take our Maisim, take our good deeds, take our good intentions. Take our really deep, profound ratzon and put it on the Mizbeach. The Ishei Yisrael usefilosam. We don't have karbonis today. What do we have? What do we have? We have, as Chazal tell us, Nishalma Purim Sifaseinu, that our words are in lieu, are instead, are a substitute for the karbonis. Our words are the words that we say actually when we say karbonis and davening. It's because of this haftacha. Avraham Avinu was told, you're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbeinu Shlom says to Avraham Avinu, when your Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, what are you going to do then for the thousands of years? Remember, a Beis HaMikdash, the totality of both Bati Mikdashes together were how many years, ladies? 830 years, 400 to the first Mikdash to 420 years the second Mikdash. So for 830 years, we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had a Karbonis. And now in Golis, for thousands of years, we don't have Karbonis. The vast majority of the history of Klal Yisrael has been without Karbonis. So what are the Karbonis of Klal Yisrael? What is in the Shalma Parmas of Hussein? How do we substitute? How do we pay? How do we bring something to the Eibishter that's in lieu of a carbon? So yes, we say, we learn about karbonos. We say the parshiyos of karbonos in the morning and davening as a hakdama, as the introduction to our tefillah every day. Okay, fine. But there's another concept as well. And that is that our words of davening, our words of tefillah is a substitution for karbonos. And therefore we have to have a mind. What we want, what do we want to accomplish? So I want to share with you two things. There's a pasuk, Yichaslecha Hashem Aleinu, kasher yichalnu lach. What it means, Yichaslecha Hashem Aleinu, Let the chesed of the Rabban Shalom be upon us. Kasha yichal, when we supplicate to you, I believe I said this in the course of one of the shiurim, but it's worthwhile to repeat. Yichasach Hashem leinu kasher yichal. Kasher doesn't only mean when. Kasher means as. That we are asking the Rabban Shalom, we want to be self-motivated. We want to be driven. Help us get there. And when we do get there, answer our tefillahs commensurate. Commensurate to the way we want our tefillahs to be poyel and come close to you. Yichas lecha Hashem aleinu, let your chesed be upon us. Kasha yichalulach, in the same measure, in the same way that we put our heart and soul into our tefillahs. And that's why, as referring back to the Avodah Zarah, that's why the tefillahs, the power, the potency of the tefillahs is what is commensurate with our kavana. That's yichasach Hashem aleinu, kasher yichalulach. And there's one other very important and yesodistic, very powerful secret into our Kabbalah's Tefillos. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, when he writes the quite a number of reasons of why the chashivas of the Sefer of guarding your tongue, how central it is for Klal Yisrael, and he writes the following. He quotes a Zayir, he quotes two Zayirs. It says the following. Vahi Adam, Vahi Pach Pa'apav Nishmas Chayim, Vahi Adam L'Nefesh Chayo. The Rabban Shem blew into the human being, which ultimately ended up being Adam and Chava. Nishmas Chayim, Vahi Adam L'Nefesh Chayo, says the Targum. L'Nefesh Chaya, L'Ruach Memalala, to a being that speaks. What distinguishes a human being from the rest of the world, living creatures, is we have a power of dibur. We have a power of being able to express and communicate and talk. We have the gift. We have the incredible, incredible gift of dibur, of word. And if the Torah HaKadosh tells us, the Chofetz Chaim explains, Man denofach midalei nofach. Whoever blows in to something else, to someone else, blows in from his own soul. Kvayochel Rabban Shalom blows into us a ruach elikim, a chelek elikam mimal, a piece of heaven, right? Like the song. There's a piece of heaven in everyone's heart. A glorious gift from above, an incredible song, incredible lyrics from A.B. Rottenberg. Man denofech, the Rabban Shalom's godliness is reflected in our power of speech. So says the holy Chofetz Chaim, if we want, quoting a Zayir, if we want our tefillahs and our Torah to be effective, our mouth must be pure. And he writes, he says that tefillahs, what prevents tefillahs from going up to Shemayim. He gets a spit. He says this. Look it up in yourself, ladies, in the Hakdama of the Chofetz Chaim. He says the tefillahs become frozen on their way up if they're uttered from a mouth that has no cheshbon of Shmiras HaLashon. And therefore, when we're asking the Rabban Shloilam, V'ishei Yisrael usafilosam Be makabalit, don't only be makabalit just as tefillahs, be makabalit kvayochel in a loving way, ba'ahava. Be makabalit with ahava. What a difference when you look forward to something and you receive something and you love it. Oh, I love it, right? Such a regular way of our speech. Oh, I love this. Oh, it's such a, I love it. We want to ask the Rabban Shem Kvayachal, love our tefillahs. V'yishe Yisrael usafilasam Ahavos akabel b'ratzon. Be makabel a We're the determining factor of how much ratzon the Rabbanim Shalom is going to have. Kvayachal to be makabel our tefillas. You know it's going to depend on how much ratzon we have. Yichaslecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichal nulach. Commensurate with the way that we utter our tefillas. Do we want to daven or do we have to daven? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. What's the goal? The goal is to want to daven. Memela, therefore, you conclude, if you want to daven, that means the tefillas that will be sent up to Eibishter, and if it's sent up with a mindful person that has a cheshbon, who doesn't slip and say something that is lashon hara? Everybody. But the Chofetz Chaim explains that there's something called a baal lashon hara, a baalas lashon hara, that is perpetual. It's chronic. That's when all those very tremendous limitations exist in our words. When lo yaleinu, a person suffers from chronic lashon hara, a person slips once in a while, you feel bad, you're more careful the next time. Weitergegangen. We continue. But when we continue, and our mouth is careful in what we say, we want to know. We're learning all about Shemai Nesrei here, ladies. We're learning. We're spending all this time for the last many weeks on tefillah. If we want to know the effectiveness of our tefillah, it has to be. Let's start with grassroots. What's the grassroots of our tefillah? The grassroots of our tefillah is our Shmiras HaPeh, our Shmiras HaLoshen. And the Torah Kedoshah spells it out. Vahi Adam LeNefesh Chai LeRuach MeMalala. To a human being that communicates. Therefore, once that exists, once we are careful with our own words, the effectiveness of our words, the Kedush of our words, are able to take our tefillahs and let them go heavenward and allow the Rabban Shalom to be makabel. The Rabban Shalom loves people that love each other. The Rabban Shalom has tremendous ahava for a person that loves other people. Oy, my holy Rebbe, Rav Pam Zeichet Tzadik, Kaddish Levracha, a Rosh Yeshiva that would speak constantly about his mother. You hear this, ladies? A Rosh Yeshiva, a Gadol HaTorah, a Gadol B'Torah, one of Gedolei America, always spoke about his mother. And Rav Pam used to say, you know why my mother never spoke Lashon Hara. And then he would continue, you know why my mother never spoke Lashon Hara? Because her heart was too filled with Avas Yisrael. And then Rav Pam would go on to explain. He would say, because where is Lashon Hara bred? Where is it developed? It's developed in a heart that doesn't have Avos Yisrael, that's absent from Avos Yisrael. Because if it would be, you speak bad about your kids to other people, any normal person. You speak about the closest, the nearest, the dearest, the ones that you love. You speak words that reflect poorly upon them. Of course, normal does that. If we train ourselves to love each other, to care for each other, it doesn't mean that we have to ignore things that are done incorrectly, but there's a way to remedy things and create tikkunim, and there's not the way to do it. Avas Yisrael, we want our tefillahs to be effective. Our tefillahs to be effective, we have to have Ava. We have to have Ava. And then our words become filled with capacity. We're filled with the koyach for our words to be able to create tefillahs that will be accepted and embraced by the Eibishter. And then we go on and we ask the Rabbi Shlomo, but even no matter what it is, the fact that we understand that Neshama Parmes of Hasenu, that our words are in lieu of karbonis. But we ask the Rabbi Shlomo, bring back the Beis HaMikdash. And that's when we say the next bracha. V'sechazena einenu v'shuv chalitzion v'rachamim. And then we ask the Rabbanu Shalom, hamachzir shechinas chalitzion. But I will tell you, The eyes of a person are very delicate. Delicate in the sense, the biggest raya is that you could have some dust come into your between your fingers. You could have dust even coming into your ears. But dust that comes into the eyes, you can't tolerate it. You go crazy. When something is in a person's eye, albeit a speck, why? What does that reflect exactly? That reflects about the kedushas of the einayim, how it can't tolerate anything. So for men, it's one avoda of kedushas einayim. But in general, there's such a concept. There is such a concept as a guta oig, a guta oig, a good eye. To have a good eye for people. To have a good and a positive eye for people and to work on it. To work on it very, very strongly. And that good eye affects our entire way that we deal with people. So haben a gute Oig auf Menschen. That's the Yiddish phrase. To have a good eye for other people. And to try to look and try not to harbor and not to try to harp. And it's very hard sometimes to avoid it, especially if a person is maybe if the shoe fits. But to, and this is what we tell the Rabbani Shalom. What type of an eye is going to be zeicher to see Hashroyas HaShechina when the Rabbani Shalom returns the Shechina? What's the meaning of? Because the good eye for another yid, the positive eye for another yid, is going to determine how much Shechina we'll see. Because an eye that's critical, an eye that's negative, an eye that only finds and sees faults, what do you think? Such an eye is going to see Shechina? Think such an eye is going to be able to see divine? No. It's going to be blurred. That's why we ask the Rabban Shul, Visechazena, and it's a signal. Habagita oig. Have a good eye. And then we say, Moidim anachnu lach. Oh, over here starts such an incredible part of the Shemay Nesrei, the secret, and that is giving the Rabban Shalom, thank you. Thank you, the Eibishter. The Chafetz Chaim would say, when they waited for him originally by Shemay Nesrei, and then after a short while, he told them, after they felt starting Shemay Nesrei, they used to, Chafetz Chaim said, daven along Shemay Nesrei, they didn't want to wait. They decided they're going to wait, and then he told them not to wait. And he said, even though I tried to daven a quicker Shemay Nesrei, he said, what should I do? I got stuck in Moedim. There was too much for me to thank the Eibishter. I got stuck in Moedim. Moedim, what is Moedim, ladies? Moedim is an opportunity. An gewaltig opportunity. Moedim, let me read to you a Dasikein Bali Toisvis. On in Parshas Ekev Chamishi. I'm reading. Over here he writes. He said that we say Moedim. You know why? Because Moedim is gematria of Meya, of 100. The way a person says Moedim and thanking the Eibishter, Mizmor L'Soida, is Kapitel Kuf. It's as if we said an additional 100 brachas to the Eibishter. And Ma Hashem Shoyl Meimach. Al Tikri Ma Elameya. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to praise him. You know why? Because when you praise a person, that means you have a relationship with them. That means you have a close yachas with them. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam has plenty of praise of the malachim, as we spoke about in one of these shiurim. The Ribbono Shel Olam has plenty of malachim, fiery angels that are only created to praise. But the Rabban Shlomo Avisa Sehila, he wants our praise. He wants our praise, and he looks forward to our praise. Our praise has the power of Meya. Our praise has the power to be able to be able to be brought up to the Eibishter. You know what our praise tells the Eibishter? We are not people that feel the most destructive hashkafa in the world. That's entitlement. People feel always entitled, right? Children, you have to, when you go ahead, the biggest avoida in chinuch of children is to remove them from the myopic, from the myopia that we suffer because the children are being given and given and given and given. And that's so not the tachlis achayim. The tachlis achayim is to not be given, not to be the recipient, but to give. To give and lay and make another person to fill the other person's gap. That's our tachlis. And what we're saying to the Eibishter is we don't feel entitlement. We feel that what you give to us is from the Oitzimat Naschinim, as the Medrash says in Parshas Vaschanan. The Rabban Shem took Moshe Rabbeinu when he gave him a tour in Shemayim, and he showed him all the different rooms, and then it came to a humongous room. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "What's this room?" So Rabban Shem answered him, "This is the room of the Oitzimat Naschinim room. It's the room of the Oitzimat Naschinim. It's the room that I have reserved for people that don't feel that they deserve. I have it reserved for those that don't feel that they deserve." When person lives a life and says, "Ribbono Shel, everything you give me is a bonus. Everything you bestow upon me, everything that I am the beneficiary is kulay, the beneficence of the Eibishter." And the Ribbono Shel says, "Oh, so you now are going to be a very special member of the Oitzimat Naschinam room. That gives you the, that now entitles you for that. You know what entitles, you know why you're entitled for that? Because you don't feel entitlement. And when you don't feel entitlement, that's when the Rabban Shem says, now you could feel entitled. I'm going to entitle you. I'm going to give you. I'm going to put you forward." I want to share with you something so holy and so sacred that it's a pachad. It's an overwhelming pachad to hear the words of the Einikul of the holy Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a son, Rabbi Shlomo Eiger. Rabbi Shlomo Eiger had a son, Leibel Eiger. Leibel Eiger became, after many years, he became a Chassidish Rebbe. Rabbi Leibel Eiger once said, "Why by Moedim? By Moedim we bow at the beginning of Moedim, at the end of Moedim. You know why? You know why we bow? And we start bowing Moedim Anach Nuloch, and we finish bowing. The last bow is Hatoiv Shimcha Ulchano Lahoides, which is the last, which is the Siyam of the Bracha, which is the completion of the Bracha of Moedim. You know why we bow Moedim Tchila V'Soif? You know why? Because we go ahead and we tell the Rabbi Shalom, we bow ourselves to you, saying we realize that everything he gave us is a gift. We humble ourselves. We are filled with humility and hachna to you for what you gave us." Moedim anachloch, says Rebbe Leibel Eiger. When a person says the moedim is different than the other three places that we bow. We bow at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem. Bow our knee. We start with our head, then we bend our knees, then we go up. Baruch Atah Hashem. The same style of bowing is at the end of the first bracha. Magen Avram, Baruch Atah Hashem. Magen Avram. And when we say the end of Moedim, Hatov Shimcha L'chana L'hoidais, is the exact same method of bowing. Then comes along Moedim, and we don't bow that way. We bow straight. There's no bowing similar to the other three times that we bow in Shemoneh Esrei. Ladies, did you ever think about that? Why? Why is Moedim different? So there could be many explanations. But Rebbe Legele Eiwe gives such an extraordinary, such an incredible chiddush. He writes, you know why? Because when a person says Moedim today, Bishta, when a person goes ahead and recognizes how much he has to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what he does? He bows his head down and he schleps down the Shefa Min HaShemayim. You hear this? That we ourselves, with the fact, with the motion of our body, bowing down and telling the Rabbi Shem, we realize and we're expressing to you our total and complete Hakaras HaToiv to you. You know what you do by the virtue of that? You are literally as if you're taking your hands and, like, you know, you pull down a shade. You go, and the shade went up and you pull down a shade. You pull down the Shefa of the Eibishter upon yourself. Moedim anachnu lach. That's the way Rebbe Leibel Eger explains why we bow the Moedim. So powerful is that expression that we thank the Eibishter. And when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our mouth is filled with brachas, sending it to the Eibishter, 100 brachas. And that's perhaps, the Rekeach writes, we said when we were learning about the Avos, Avos and Moedim are similar because just like Avos, you bow at the beginning of the bracha, at the end of the bracha. Moedim, you bow at the beginning of Moedim, at the end of Moedim, albeit a little bit different of a type of a bow, but both are similar in that respect. So the Rekeach writes, if a person wasn't mechaven properly, understanding that you're in front of Hashem, understanding that you're talking to the Eibishter at the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, all is not lost, says the Rekeach. A chiddush. I don't know if we pass like that in halacha, but he says a very novel thought. He says that a person that's mechaven by moedim, even if you were not mechaven in the avos in the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, you were yoitz, no problem, because so powerful is the moedim, so powerful is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in moedim, what do we say? When Isaper Tilasecha, we thank the Eibishter. We express our incredible recognition of how Hashem protects us, how Hashem is our rock, is our sustainer. And then we say, Noidulcho Nesaper Tilsecha, a reminder. We say, Nesaper, we're going to tell your praise to others. That's what he said four times in Shema, four times, starting with in the Psukim in Oz Yashir, Oise, Noirasilois, Oise Fela. And then the end of Yishtabach, when we say Kel Baruch, we say Kel Hoidois Adoina Neflois, when we finish Yishtabach, and then when we go on to Baruch Kel Nimois, the first bracha, the first and the end of bracha of Kriya Shema, Noirasilois Adoina Neflois, and then finally right before Shemay Nesri again, Noirasilois Oise Fela. This is what we're saying in Moedim. Noidilcha unesaper tilasecha. And when we're nesaper tilasecha, then what happens is we see fella, we see neflois of the Eibishter. And then we see the al nisecha shem chol yamimon. We see the neflois, we see the nisim of the Hashem. But we say v'al nefloisecha shem chol yamim v'toyvisecha shem chol eis erev v'kitzarayim. And I wanted to stop for a moment. The Mefarshim explain, what does it mean? Va'al nifleisecha, your wonders. The wonders of nature. The Svarim HaKadoshim talk about the wonders of a person's own body, the functioning of a body, the precision how a body has to, the millions and trillions of cells and the way that the bloodstream works is just mind-boggling. It's something which we really can't wrap ourselves around. But if we're talking about nifloisecha, I want to just append for a moment. I want to just go just a little bit to the side but still within the realm of davening. And that is a bracha that we say most probably more than any other bracha during the course of the day. And that's Birchas HaShiyotzar. And we end Birchas HaShiyotzar, Mafli Lasais. I'm not going into the translation of HaShiyotzar, but I'm just telling you, the skula of Brias, the Seder Hayoim, a very Choshevah holy sefer writes, a person that's mechaven in bracha of HaShiyotzar, he will not see, it's in many shuls, they have that plaque, and the Seder Hayoim is quoted on the plaque outside the Jaffa family donated this throughout all the many, many shuls. And they quote this Seder Hayoim that I'm referring to. A person can be protected from sickness their whole life by saying it bifnim. I want to share with you very quickly a story that I personally had more than 30 years ago, almost probably close to 35 or 36 years ago, where we had a couple of toddlers, and there was a tekufa that one of the babies fell down some steps and the other one put their finger in a bicycle chain, and there was like two or three incidents. So my wife said, "What's going on over here?" Literally one after the other. So who am I going to call? So I called Rav Wolfson. I called my Rebbe. I called the Mashgiach. And I asked Rebbe, I said, what can I do? We're seeing this literally with the babies, one accident after the other. So this is what he said, Yossi, you'll never believe it. He said, I'm learning the sichos of the Rebbe, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he says, you know what I have open in front of me now while you're calling me? He says, I have open a letter that was written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe asking him, what could I have to bring protection upon myself? Physical protection. And the Rebbe writes, you want physical protection. You want protection of the guf? Say Ashiyotzar bifnim. Say Ashiyotzar inside. I tell you, I've tried since that time that I spoke to Wolfson more than 30 years ago to try to say Ashiyotzar bifnim. We have Ashiyotzar areas by every single kamat, by every single bathroom. We have the Ashiyotzar sign. Ashiyotzar. Mafl, we're saying over here in the Shemayin Esrei, in Moedim, for al nifloisecha v'toyveisecha shebchol eis erev v'vayket tzorayim. What could be a bigger nifloisecha? What could be a bigger mafli lasais? What could be a toiva than a functioning body? A functioning body which includes nekovim, the orifices of the body. And what could be the cavities of the body? Chalulim, chalulim. That they work well, that no cavities are open, no orifices is closed. Whenever the bracha, look at yourself, the translation of Birchas HaShiyotzar is there. But if we're already saying, I'm tying it in to saying the words of Moedim, certainly that covers ourselves also. Being able to say Mafli Lasais or Rabbeinu Shlom, you do bring wonders. I want to share with you something which I saw today. Brought down in one of Rabbi Bender's Sfarim, something amazing, something which is very daunting, very big, very challenging, very not simple to do, but I'm going to share with you anyway. He writes B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to Talmidim. He said, I'm telling you. He said, a person wants to know school tzitzil is being accepted. He said, a person should invest a couple of shkolim. This is what Reb Shlomo Zalman said in his day. A couple of shkolim and buy a small notebook. And in the notebook, record, maybe once a day or so, record what incredible nisecha happened to you. What hidden miracles, what big siyata d'shmaya, what incredible goodness you were the recipient of. And mark it down, write it down. He said, and by Shemoneh Esrei, take out that little notebook and put it out where you're davening near your sitter. He says, that's a school of gedolah for Kabbalas HaTfilas. Hear this? Rabbi Bender writes this from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Incredible thing. Is it easy? No, certainly not. I'm not even telling you. I don't maybe try to do it, but believe neither. But incredible. What's the secret? You know what the secret is? Nayasihilois Adonai Neflois. That's, I think, the secret. Because when you're annoyed that Nayasihilois, you make the Rebbeinu Shem awesome through praising him, through recognizing all the Nisecha, the Tavisecha, Shemchal Eis, Erev, Avayket Sarayim, the non-stop goodness, the non-stop Nisim that we're recipients over. So Mele Rebbeinu Shem says, you're thanking me, you're recognizing me, you're acknowledging what I did for you. Wow. Automatic, oh, now you need Parnasa, you need Shaduchim, you need health, you need this, you need that. No problem. You're such a Makir Toif. You acknowledge. You're focused on what I do for you. Kavolas Atfilas, says Rosh Lam Zalman. And the last thing we say in the Maidim is Kimei Loi Samu Chasadecha, Kimei Oilam Kivinulach. You know, and interesting, we spoke about the Bruch of Es Tzemach. And in the Bruch of Es Tzemach, what do we say? We say, Ki l'shuasecha kivinu kol hayom. But what does it mean, kivinu kol hayom? We have hoped. Chazal say, Hakol tolu b'kivui. Everything is dependent upon kivui, upon hoping to the Eibishter. Because when we hope to the Rebbeinu Shlom that something should work out, you know, we were telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's only up to you. Our whole hope, we're putting our entire, all the chips are going into your basket. We're hoping and we're praying that you accept our tefillahs, because without that, like they say in Yiddish, "Bezen falarin," we're lost. We're lost. And that's when we end up the greatest praise of the value of a relationship is when, imagine child comes over to you, mommy, I'm depending on you. If you can't do this for me, I don't know where to turn to. You hear these words, ladies? Mommy, Ima, I'm depending on you. I'm hoping that you'll do this for me because I have no other place to turn. Okay. Now, ladies, you tell me which normal mother, which normal person doesn't respond, doesn't focus, doesn't get literally a heart filled with just incredible connection to such a request and do everything and anything, go through the hoops of fire. Like the Yiddish song, A Yiddish Mama, you know, the lyrics of the Yiddish Mama, and fire and Vasser. Yeah, ladies, if you don't know the lyrics, look it up. A Yiddish Mama. Look at the lyrics. A Yiddish Mama is going to go in fire and Vasser. Going to go in fire and water for a child. And especially the child is saying, I'm dependent on you. May Olam, we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom the biggest praise. The biggest way to tell the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm lost without you. Memela, I depend on you. I love you. I'm connected to you. There's a relationship. We have such a relationship. May Olam kivinu lach for eternity. We have always and we will always hope for you. So now, as we're approaching the end of the last bracha, Sim Shalim. We're approaching Sim Shalim. So writes the Medrash Rabbah and the Seyyid HaYoyim something amazing. I'm going to read to you the Medrash Rabbah, and then I'm going to read to you from the Sefer, from the Holy Sefer of Seder Hayyim, who lived in the time of the Arizal. After we are finished saying an entire paragraph of Moed Manachnu Lach. Rabbeinu Shalom, we finished saying that. You know what to say, the Hayyim writes? Achar shesidarnu shevach v'yidohar u'yalanu lases. After we've presented to the Eibishter, shevach v'yidoh to the Eibishter, thanking him, al chayenu ha-mesir midecha, al nishmesenu ha-pakudasach, al nisecha, we count, we detail, telling the Eibishter we recognize, we don't take for granted, we recognize all your goodness and all your beneficence and all what you do for us and how much we thank you for that. So therefore, Re'uya lanu lases, l'asher gomal imanu chasodim, v'toivos maspik lanu kol tzarkenu. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you know what, says the Seder Yoim, we have just created an Eis Ratzon. Our thanks to the Eibishter, we ourselves have now created a moment that is appropriate and mesugo to ask now the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything, because it was preceded with what? It was preceded with so much shvach and recognition. Memela, we could tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, Sim Shalom Toivo V'Racha. Now we have the ability to ask the Eibishter, Hashem, we praise you, we love you, we recognize you. Therefore, you know what, Rabbeinu Shalom, after we've done all of that, after we've expressed ourselves, so therefore now, Sim Shalom Toivo V'Racha. Oy, now, grant peace. You know what peace means? Peace of mind as well. You think peace means only physical peace? Peace means peace of mind. Give me my peace of mind between ourselves. Toivo v'racha, chein v'chesed v'rachman. Take a look at this bracha. This bracha is incredible. It has everything that a person could want in life. Toivo u'bracha, chein v'chesed v'rachman imalein v'al kol yisrael mecha. Give us Torah, give us your countenance. Give us again staka ubracha v'rachamim v'chaim v'shalom. All of these things, we ask the Eibishter, what right do we have to ask from the Eibishter? What a list, what a bucket list. What a bucket list. But says the Seder Hayoyim, you know why a person has now the ability to ask for so big? Is because we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, you are so big, you do so much for us. Think big when you ask from the Eibishter. Don't be worried. Be ambitious in what we ask from the Eibishter. But now we have the right, so to speak, says the Seder Hayoyim. You know why? Because we praise the Eibishter. Because we gave the Rabbeinu Shalom recognition. Because we acknowledged the open hand of the Eibishter. So Memele, we could say, Sim Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, place Shalom Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael Amecha. Place it, give it to us, because we're not kifuye toiva, we're not ingrates, we're not people that lack gratitude or appreciation. We are filled with appreciation. We are filled with gratitude. Memela, therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom, we could conclude, Sim Shalom Toiv V'Racha. Give us that. But that's what we're saying at the end of Shemayin Esrei. We're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, fill ourselves with bracha. Wow. And then the biggest bracha what do we reserve for the end of this bracha, ladies? What do we reserve for it? Hamavarech es Amo Yisrael Basholoim, says the Medrash Rabbah. It's an incredible Medrash Rabbah. I'm going to give you the address of it. It's Medrash Rabbah Tes. It's Medrash Rabbah Perik Tes, Ois Tes. And the Medrash Rabbah says like this, ladies, incredible language of the Medrash Rabbah. Omar Ravmoni Dishav from a city, Rabbi Yeshua Desichnin, B'shem Reb Levi, says the following, Godol HaShalom, so great is Bakosha Shalom, so great is the request to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to bless us with Shalom, Shekol HaBrachos V'Toivos V'Nechamos, all the brachos, all the goodness, all the nechamis, all the consolation of all of Klal Yisrael. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mevion al Yisrael chois min b'shalom. They conclude with shalom. V'kriya Shema ha'poyrei sukkah shalom aleinu al kol am Yisrael. But tefillah and Shemoneh Esrei, what do we say every single Shemoneh Esrei? After a long litany, what do we say? Oyseh shalom b'mraimav u'yaseh shalom aleinu. That we're asking the Rabbanu Shalom. The last request, why? Because the shalom of tefillah, b'chas kayhanem v'yaseh l'cha shalom, it's all, that's why Chazal chose that the end of Shemoneh Esrei, after 19 brachas, the last bracha that encapsulates everything is HaMivorech is Am Yisrael B'Shalayim. Like Motzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Yeshua Ben Levi, the last of the Mishnayos in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Amar Rebbe Yeshua Ben Levi, like Motzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha El HaShalayim. Shenemar Hashem Oiz L'Am Yitin. What's the Oiz of Klal Yisrael? What's the strength of Klal Yisrael? Hashem Vorech Es Amay B'Shalayim. To give us Bracha. And that's how the end, the last of the 19 brachas of Shemayin Esrei end and conclude. But we're not finished. And here comes the last few minutes. The last few minutes when we are given the Rishus. We're given the Rishus to be able to say, Yil, and then we say, L'kayin, let me point out to you something absolutely amazing. In all the 19 brachas of Shemayin Esrei, nothing is said as a bakasha for the individual. Everything is plural. Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, Hashiva Shefteinu. Every single bracha, where we bring all of Klal Yisrael together, we don't ask for ourselves. We ask for the entire Klal Yisrael. Then all of a sudden, the tense switches over in such a recognized way. And what do we say? Eloi kai, nitzor l'shoini, v'nafshi k'afar, u'b'mitzvah yisecha tir doif nafshi. It all becomes possessive in private, because this is where Chazal gave us the opportunity to ask of the Ribbono Shel Olam whatever we want, whatever we need, and as we spoke about last week, in whatever language you feel comfortable. And now I'm going to go ahead and read to you in an incredible piece of the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, Sif Katan Ches, and a most amazing Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. He says, B'shem the Seder Hayoyim, this incredible Sefer that we learned. He writes that the bracha that we say of Yilu Ratzon, Kama Inyonim, when we should not rattle off these sentences of Yilu, and he says the following. He says, take a look at this sentence of Yilu. He says this expression has Inyonoi Tchilasa Yud V'Soifa Yud. Yilu begins with the Yud, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, and ends with the Yud. Tevois of Yud. It has exactly 10 words. Basara Yudin. And in this sentence, it has 10 Yudin. V'yeshboi Mem Beis Oisius. It has 42 letters. 42 letters is one of the Shemos of Hashem, a very special Shem of Hashem. V'soidei Soid Godol. And the secret of the Shem Mem Beis is a very Kabbalistic secret. And this is all contained in the words Yilu. That we sometimes just brum, brum, Yilu brum, we say it quickly. We just rattle it. The incredible koiches that before the Ribbono Shel Olam wants our tefillos to be accepted. So he gives us secrets, explains a Seder Hayoyim. And in the secrets is that the words Yilu has begins with the Yud and ends with the Yud and has 10 Yudin and has 42 letters and has 10 and has the words that give us the ability for our tefillos to be niskabel. And then he writes, and we have to say this benachas ulakaving, to say this slowly and to be mechaving, umoil harbe lekabolas tefillosai, and it helps tremendously for our tefillos to be niskabel. V'lo yoshev reikom, and we will not leave our Shemoneh Esrei empty-handed. And the Chai Odom writes the following. Ladies, this is incredible. We want to know what we should daven for. Okay, here goes. The Mishabura continues. V'no, he writes b'shem, the great Poisek, the Chai Odom. Nochoin v'royu. It is appropriate and it is proper that every person be mispalel every day for their parnosa. Number one. Number two, that Torah should not leave shlo yomesh at Torah mi piv v'zaroi v'zera zari. Number two, that Torah, limudat Torah, loimdei Torah should perpetuate in your family for doirei doirois. Number three, sheyiyu kol yoytzeh chalotzav oivdei Hashem be'emes, that all your offspring, all your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, further than that, should be oivdei Hashem, should be servants of the Eibishter, be'emes, real, true servants of the Eibishter. And also, shleimotzei chas shom zera, posel bezare, that our children should not do things which really place a very big mark on them, a negative mark on them. And then I refer you, this is what he says at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Beis. Then I want to add three more things in Siman Mem Zayin, Yusif Katan Yud. Write it down. Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Yud. The Chofetz Chaim writes the following. Listen to these words. She'tamid tiyeh shigura b'tfilas ha'av v'ha'em. This tefillah should be fluent and constantly on the lips of every father and mother. Shigura tefillas ha'av v'ha'em. What should it be? Al b'neihem, on their children. Sheyiyu loim de Torah. So without Torah defines who we are. V'tzadikim, v'tzidkaniyos. And we should have children that are tzadikim v'tzidkaniyos. Ubali midas. And then he adds something amazing. Amazing, ladies. V'yachavnu ma'oid. And the time to be mispalel for children, that they should be loim de Torah. They should be tzaddikim v'tzidkaniyos, and they should be balei midos. Isn't Ava Rabba when we say all those tefillos in the plural? V'arayneinu b'sarisecha v'dabikli benim v'tzisecha v'yachad l'venu l'ava l'yerushamecha. That's a time to be mechavin, to think about your children. And the birchas ha-Torah. If you say that's a school, a gewaltig school of atzlocha of your children in ruchnius. To think of your children in ruchnius, not to be mafsik, to think in your mind. And the third place in uvalatziyain, when you say uvalatziyain, when you say the words leman leniga larik leneled labahola. That Rabbeinu Shalom, don't let my work, my effort, my tefillos, my avodah, don't let all of those things end up for naught. That it should be futile. All my avodah and all my family's avodah should be futile. So those are the seven things that are brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Four of those things, as I mentioned, in Siman Kuf Chav Beis, and three of those things mentioned in Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Yud. Okay, ladies. So now it's time to come to the conclusion. And I'm going to share with you an incredible Ramban. The Ramban says at the end of Parsha's Boy, in last week's Parsha, he says that the purpose of Batik and the Siyos Midrashais is to all come together and tell the Rabbanu Shalom, we are your avodim. We who created us, we are your creations, and we are your avodim. And tefillah, when tefillah is said b'koil, and that's why he talks about Beis HaKnesses, because that's where there's a his oiris of tefillah of davening when the tzibah davens together. But certainly, if a person davens privately themselves, could also apply. And then the Ramban writes, the entire koyach of tefillah is to do what? Is to call out to the Rabbanu Shel b'chozka, is to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tenacity, with a passion, with a starkeit, with a strength. B'chozka, not to stam daven, not to stam say words, to let them roll off your tongue. B'chozka, and as he proves by Ninveh, by Yikarum, Ninveh called out the Rabban Shalom B'chozka. Then Ninveh was a town that was later destroyed years later, many generations later, because they went back to their Aveiros. They were wicked people in Ninveh. But because they were Korel El Hashem B'chozka, because they reached out to the Eibishter in Chozka, writes the Ramban, Ninveh was spared. Imagine the koich of tefillah, but not stam daven. B'chozka. B'chozka doesn't mean that you have to scream and yell. It means kavana. It means kol oinei amen yeshem rabbechol koichai toisa says b'chol kavanasai, with all your kavana b'chozka. And when a person is tenacious with their tefillah, and they don't give up, and they do b'chazka, they push and they push. Like I said, from Rav Meilech, the Rabban Shalom loves nudniks. He loves when you ask him. Now listen to the language that he quotes to Yerushalmi, an incredible language, when he speaks about, and we'll conclude with this, about calling out to the Eibishter to daven with a passion, to daven with chazka. And he says like this, he says, chotzif notzach lebisha. Aramaic words. And this is the explanation of what the end of the Ramban quotes. Chotzif, a person who is a mechutzif. What is the sign of mechutzif? You're brazen, you're outward, you express, you talk, you say things. You don't care. You have no limitations. Nothing is holding you back. If a person davens that way, he's a chotzif. He's a chatzif when they're davening. Not to give up and to just push forward and push forward and push forward and push forward. Notzach, you know, Notzach means you will prevail, you will be victorious, even lebisha chas v'sholem, even if a person's gzeiris or lebisha are not positive. Lebisha means bad, but I'm not going to say the word again. I just meant it to teach. Chotzif notzach lebisha. Davening, this is the way we have to daven. Doesn't mean you have to shuckle back and forth, and doesn't mean you have to jump and you have to jump and go everywhere. Everything kavanasa is in the heart, ladies. It's in the heart. It all starts with the heart. So this is how we end Shemayin Esrei. This is the Yilu saying. Then we send the Yilu Ratzin a second time. And let me tell you, Rebbetzin Kanievsky said, she used to watch her great and holy father from the Ezras Noshim. And she used to see how Rabbi Yashuv, after he stepped out Shemayin Esrei, he would not go forward the three steps for a few minutes. And she wants to ask them, Abba, what are you doing? Everybody else, they step out of Shemayin Esrei and they go right back. By Kedusha, why do you stay there? He says, you want to know why? He says, because you're Zayda. The father-in-law of the Rabbi Yashuv was a very big mekubel. His name was the Baal Leshem. He wrote a sefer called Leshem Shemoi Vachloma. He was called the Baal Leshem. And the Baal Leshem told Rabbi El Yashuv of his skula that after, very different than people are used to, he said that after you go ahead and after you step out Shemayin Esrei, and after you say Yilu Ratzon, afterwards, before you say Yihi Ratzon Sheyibaneh Beis HaMikdash, he says that would be the time to say the kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph Shilam Alois. And he says, and that's Poyel for Shaduchim. That's Poyel for Shaduchim, specifically with this formula to step out of Shemayin Esrei, to say Yehula Ratzin, the second Yehula Ratzin. And at that point of time, after you said your second Yehula Ratzin, to say Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says, that's how I was Poyel Shaduchim for you, man tochter, and for the kinder. He says, because of the Zayda Skula. That's what he explained of why he stays back and doesn't go forward until he has said the kapitel of Kuf Chaf Aleph and been mispalel for that particular child. And then he would say, "Yibane, we should be zeicher that tefillah should be in the niskabel. If you want, it's right now, almost a quarter after. I have a very important Zoom call to take care of 10:30, but I do have 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, if any of the ladies have questions. If not, I will wish everybody hatzlacha, siyata d'shmaya, v'chol tov. But if anybody has any questions, now would be the time to ask."
Can I just review, Rabbi Eisen, a second? It's after Oseh Shalom that you say the Yeratzon?
Yes, that's what I saw,
after.
B'shem. That's what I saw, B'shem. I could only tell you what I saw. What I saw is that what Rabbi Yashiv told his daughter.
He stepped 3 steps back and then
he stepped 3 steps back, Oseh Shalom, and to say Yilaratzon, and at that time to say Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then to step back.
After Oseh Shalom, and.
Yilaratzon. Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then after you finish Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, you mispal for the particular person, then to say the tefillah of Yehiyotzon, Lefenech Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash B'mev Yomeinu. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said, B'shem, his great father-in-law, the Mekubal, the Baal Leshem. That's what Ad Kan, what I saw written B'shmoy. Okay. Any other questions? We'll take that, ladies. If not, we could conclude.
Then I have another one. Just one more question that always troubled me. Why do we thank Hashem after we ask him for so much? Wouldn't you thank Hashem for all the goodness you have now and then ask him for all these things, Rifa'inu and Atan Chonin Das? Like, we ask him for a bunch of things and then we're thanking him? I think it's like I don't know. You always walk in someone, thank you for doing that for me, but now I want something else.
The short period answer is that you thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and then the next day you start Shemayin Esrei again. So it's not, you were always davening. So that's maybe what we call the Balabatisha answer. But what I particularly think is the reason why we do this is because we know that that's really the relationship with an Av. Relationship with an Av is that we ask and we ask and we ask. But as long as the Rebbeinu Shlomo understands that we recognize that he's the only one to ask, and that's the biggest praise. That's really the answer. The biggest praise that we could give to Eibishter is that you are Gvurois. You are the one that has the ultimate power for everything. There can't be a bigger praise than recognizing Hashem's ultimate mastery of the world. And that's why it begins with Avos. It begins saying we're Zenin Kinder, we're children of you, Eibishter. We're not only coming to you as Melech, we're coming to you as Av, as a Tyre, as a beloved father. And we're recognizing from the Eibishter that you have the ability. That's the greatest tribute to the Eibishter. That's the greatest praise. And then we specify at the end of Shemayin Esrei the rest of the praises.
Rabbi Eisen, I'm sorry. I have no words. I think most of us are speechless. I just want to thank you once again. It was amazing from beginning to end. I think you've changed all of us. And if I could be brazen enough to just ask you when the rabbi will be available for another series of something. I already spoke to him about it last week, but we'll talk. And I'm at Hashem.
So the only thing I could tell you is my hope is like the mice with Rebbe Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, somebody came over to him, one of his Talmidim, and said, Rebbe, I've been giving shiurim for such a long time, and I see it makes no difference. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, listen, I want you to know something. Even if after all your drushes, you davened one Ma'ariv better, one time, and the Ma'ariv that was davened was from you yourself, it was Kedai. So the only thing that I have to answer is that I'm very happy that the Rabban Shalom gave me the schus to do this, and I hope that I'll be able, if I daven one Shemayin Esrei better, that itself will be a very big accomplishment. But we could talk, and Beis Hashem, the Rabban Shalom should give us the strength to be able to take care of each other. That's the whole tachlis on that.
I was thinking maybe of Avi Yisrael, if the Rabban wants to think about it. So thank you.
Okay. Be well, ladies. And
thank you. This was life-changing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, you could certainly send those questions. Mrs. Lippman has my wife's contact information. I'll be happy to respond to anybody that has any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.